Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Okay, before we start anything, we're going to go ahead and timestamp this so yes. Everybody is aware. Today is January 28th, 2021. So now we have that in place forever on record, right?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is forever on record as long as podcasts exist and people exist to listen to them. Also, that means if you're listening to this, when it comes out, it is a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
Not right as we record it, but as you listen to it.
As you listen to it, because today for us, it is a Thursday.
Yes,
right?
All
what are days anymore? What is this day? So we are excited to do a new weekly segment for y'all. This is why we're timestamping it, because we know things change very quickly, and we wanted to do something that was a little more current and up to date. And hopefully we will be able to keep up with all the good things that are happening. And don't worry, though, it's short, sweet, and themed. We are going to call this segment Women Around the World, or Women We Should Know. And it's going to be international. Well, yes, also very lit. But there you go. So for these segments, we're going everywhere and anywhere to talk about women or gender nonconforming people who are making history as we watch, as it happens. And since so many things seem to be happening right now, we did want to do a little more celebrating a bit with the new changes happening in the United States and our current administration. And specifically, we wanted to talk about Biden's appointed nominee, Representative Deb Haaland, who, by the way, has yet to be confirmed by the Senate. But we wanted to celebrate what the significance is.
Yes, because we did talk about her briefly in a roundup of women in politics. Yeah. But now that things are changing and continue to change very rapidly, yes, we wanted to spotlight her for this first in our segment, Women Around the World. So Representative Deb Haaland is the first Native American woman to be nominated to a cabinet position in the history of this country being the United States for us. She has already become a first for the nation, as she is one of the first of two Native American women to be elected to the House. She was elected in 2018 to Congress to serve as one of the representatives of New Mexico.
Right. So Haaland is part of the Pueblo of Laguna tribe in New Mexico and is the daughter of two veterans. Her mother was part of the Navy while her father served in the Marines for 30 years. And according to her site, debforcongress.com, which is still there, is a 35th generation New Mexican.
She is no stranger to working for the betterment and protection of the environment. Between her using her voice to protest at Standing Rock, to fight against the Dakota Access Pipelines, to her working in Congress to create and sponsor bills like the Green New Deal, protecting Chaco Canyon, which looked at the impacts of drilling on the air, land, water, and health, and the 100% Clean Economy Act, quote, which set up a process to reach a goal of 100% clean economy by 2050, which would meet key principles on environmental justice, job job creation, economic development, and public health, to her being vice chair of the House Committee on Natural Resources and serving on the subcommittees for Indigenous Peoples of the United States and National Parks, Forest, and Public Lands.
Right. And her continued work to bring resources and justice for Indigenous communities. She created the Not Invisible Act and Justice for Native Survivors of Sexual Violence Act, which helped to provide resources as well as bring awareness of issues within the Indigenous community and bring the conversation of the missing and murdered Indigenous women to the Congress floors. To say the least, she's been a fighter to make sure Indigenous communities are getting access to federal funds and assistance as it relates to crises such as the current pandemic. And we've talked about how hard it's hit the Native American communities and how little focus have been placed within these communities by the past administration.
So what would it mean for her to become the first Native American woman to be the Secretary of the Interior? As one former secretary stated, she would have the voice and understanding of the needs of the Native Indigenous lands, which have been attacked and dismissed by the government from the beginning of United States history. The continued concern at this time is undoing some of the abuses and liberties the last administration imposed in not only destroying Native lands, but taking money and ignoring the health of the Indigenous communities that actually still live there.
Yeah, and as Elizabeth Cronk Warner, Dean of the University of Utah's College of Law and member of the Sault Ste. Marie Chippewa tribe, stated in the New York Times, Native Americans, quote, would go from being classified as a group of people that the federal government was trying to destroy to having a president say, I see you and value you to the point that I will raise you to the highest level of decision-making in the country, which is a really significant quote. And of course, the path for correcting the damage already caused by previous administrations will be a very long and hard one. As stated by Nick Tilson, the CEO of an Indigenous-led activist group, NDN Collective, stated, quote, the history of that interior was created as a place to extract resources from public lands and Indigenous people. And as we've seen, continue to see the abuses repeatedly at the cost of the communities and at the cost of the environment.
And as expected, there are those who are opposing her confirmation, saying she would dismantle all these current projects, which would increase job losses and unemployment. Representative Peter Strauber of Minnesota, who sits on the Subcommittee on Indigenous People, has been campaigning to get President Biden to remove Holland's nomination. And then continuing forward.
Yeah. And to say the least, many tries were really unhappy with Rep. Stauber's take. All five of the tribes under his congressional district have made it known that not only do they find his opposition offensive, but an obvious instance of him, quote, appeasing big industries at the detriment of the tribal interests. His records show that he often will side with companies over communities, such as Twin Metals Mining Company, which seeks to mine 234,000-acre section of the Superior National Forest, which a lot of environmental groups have alleged that Stauber interfered with these review processing, allowing them to have access. And just so you know, Representative Holland was a co-sponsor in trying to ban this specific mining.
Strauber has also been chastised by the Midwest Alliance of Sovereign Tribes, which is made up of 35 tribal nations in the region. They called his opposition and campaign against Holland as, quote, offensive, hostile, and irresponsible. And Chair Aaron Payment stated Strauber, quote, had subordinated the interest of Indian tribes to the interest of those you represent in your letter without any consultation with the tribes. And he continued by saying, quote, we are unaccustomed to any member of Congress serving in such a public role and leading an attack that diametrically opposes the wishes of nearly all the Indian country. This is unprecedented.
Representative Holland has been given full support by the majority of the tribes within the country. As the Cherokee National Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. states, quote, Deb Holland is uniquely qualified to serve as Secretary of the Interior. As a graduate of the University of New Mexico Law School and a former tribal administrator, Congresswoman Holland has firsthand knowledge of tribal governance. She is a trailblazer. The nomination of an American Indian to a cabinet-level position is groundbreaking, and it is long overdue. As a champion of tribal sovereignty, Holland is an excellent choice to lead the Department of the Interior.
And from Muscogee Creek Nation, Principal Chief David Hill, quote, Native voices should always be involved in discussions that impact Native communities. We not only support the confirmation of Congresswoman Holland as Secretary of the Interior, but we also ask that her selection to a cabinet-level position be only the beginnings of more Native representation in the federal government at all levels. And we hope by the time this is released, she has been confirmed. But as of now, as of this date, there is no confirmation date set. And yeah, we're definitely hoping to see some good changes to come.
There, of course, is some concern of the House losing a Democratic seat with her becoming Secretary of Interior, but it doesn't outshine the impact of her being the first Native American cabinet position. And I think that needs to be stated repeatedly, how important and how significant that is within our history that she does take on that administration. I think it'll have huge impact for our country to see that type of representative finally being lifted into that position. We can't overstate how abysmal and honestly astonishing that it's taken this freaking long for even this to happen, for even this to be a conversation. And of course, I am really just disgusted, personal note, that anyone is trying to oppose it. Like, I can't believe that's even a discussion after all of this, after what we have talked about, after the fact that we know that the injustices within the Native community, the Indigenous communities, like, that we would even have a debate. Why is this up for debate? I know, I'm upset. But so there you go. And yes, we'll be examining many more women around the world every Tuesday of the week. Some maybe even fictional. Let us know if you know someone we need to bring attention to, or even if you want us to dig deeper, because you know, we want to know. We love talking about women making history. And so, yeah, give us names. Let us know.
Names.
Give us those names.
Yes, and you can send those names to our email, stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can also find us on Instagram at Stuff I'll Never Told You, or on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Yes, we love you, Christina.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.